Hi everyone, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie. I'm super excited to be back here with you and thank you for joining me again. We are moving right into tactic number one in the book Shift, which I talked about last week to start out the session, which is the New York Times bestseller, of course, written by Gary Keller and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan, and we're talking about how top real estate agents tackle tough times. And honestly, this book could really be translated into any business of an entrepreneur. And, of course, if you're in real estate, you absolutely need to go through this coaching series with me. You need to get a copy of the book. Speaking of that, would absolutely love for you to get a free copy of the book from me. All you need to do is contact me at carriehkw.com or go ahead and find me on Coaching with Carrie on social media or carriehkw on Twitter, however you want to find me. And the Coaching with Carrie, by the way, is right here on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. Just message me. I will make sure to get you a free copy of your book, Shift, so you can follow along as you continue on my coaching series here with me, and you can make sure that you implement all of these tactics to make sure that your business is completely proof from the, you know, bulletproof, if you will, from the different changes in the market, whether it's a seasonality situation or if it's an economic change in the market. You need to make sure fundamentally your business is solid so that you can truly succeed in any market. And it's possible to do that. There are businesses, companies, and individual entrepreneurs who have actually grown their business in times when everybody else was barely surviving. And it really comes down to these tactics. And so that is what we're going to be going through. And I'm excited to take you through this series. I hope that you will follow me through this series and you will implement all of these things. I know absolutely it's going to make a difference in your business no matter what. So, tactic number one, get real, get right. It's really about mindset and action. Harvey McKay said it best, decide what your priorities are and how much time you'll spend. If you don't, someone else will, right? In The Traveler's Gift, Andy Andrews passes on the wisdom that our lives are fashioned by choice. First we make choices, then our choices make us. And we wholeheartedly agree with this, right? We are what we decide we will be, and what we do, what we decide to do is what we'll become. We become our choices. The 12 issues you face in a shifting market are really an opportunity for you, and that's how you should see them. They're an opportunity to make the 12 most important choices that will directly impact your career and power you through any shift in the market. And of these 12 choices, the very first and the most significant one will be to get real about your situation and get right about what you're doing. And when a shift occurs, confusion does follow. We know this, not only in the marketplace, but also in the mind and the body. What to think and what to do becomes fuzzy because what once worked is no longer working, and you may not know why. But do not let yourself panic. Keep fear at bay, and when a market shifts, there is only one thing to do, and that is to shift with it. In truth, there are two shifts that you must make, a mental shift and an action shift, and that's what we're talking about in tactic number one today, the mental shift. I believe that your life will either be about your problems or will be about your opportunities. I'm sure that if you think about it, you believe the same thing. You'll either be running away from something or you will be running towards something. It's your decision. It's your call. And to survive a shift, you must make the mental shift to run towards what you most want and avoid the temptation to run away from what you most fear. One approach lifts you up while the other drags you down, and you must keep both eyes on your target and not that ever-moving market. Remember, success is never about the chosen few, but always about the few who choose. And you get to choose, and your life builds from there. There are three types of people who emerge when a market shifts. That's just the bottom line. First, there's those that fearfully predict the worst and then are unnecessarily pessimistic. And you know who those are. They're running around you at any given time, and they are, you know, crying wolf sometimes, but they are just so pessimistic, they're negative, and they just fearfully predict the worst all the time. Secondly, they're those who hopefully wish for the best. They believe they can't fail, and yet they're unrealistically positive, right? They just kind of are in denial, to be honest, because they just think they'll be able to do whatever. They do wish for the best. They're just unrealistically positive, and yet that then creates some unique situation where they might be underprepared. And third, there's those who respect the fact that they might fail. They actively prepare for the worst, and they strive for the best. And these are the resourcefully realistic, and they're always the timely triumphant. They are matter-of-fact about the market, and they are sensible about their situation. They see things as they are and openly acknowledge how they're doing. At the same time, they stay optimistic about their opportunities. And as our friend Zig Ziglar has said, they do a checkup from the neck up, and they make sure that even though the market is reshaping itself, it is not reshaping their attitude. You know you can't control the market, you guys, but you can control your outlook and your response to the market. You need to remain resolute. You need to know that while everyone won't succeed in a shift, some will, and anyone can. You must be in anyone can. That it's not just a short-term attitude that you adopt, but a lifelong posture that you must take on. It's a journey you embark on, led by the mental choices that you make. And be certain of this, your mindset really matters. Most people lead a flow with the tides kind of life, right? Their careers and their fortunes seem to rise and fall with the tides of the market. And when the things are going well, anything and everything works, their boat floats. And what they fail to realize is that literally all boats float at high tide, and no captain gets credit for that, right? When times get tough and the tide goes out, all of a sudden not everything works, their boats don't float, and those quick to adjust will have a floating boat. On the rocks or out at sea, the choice is yours. So be a low tider. Always be prepared for the low tide. Know that it is always a good time to be in the real estate market when you take a long-term view of the market instead of getting caught up in the short-term volatility of the market. Know that there's always enough business for you to survive with a minimum income while striving always for your maximum. Keep your perspective. Judge your success over the length of your career, not the high or low of any single year. And know that growth comes from clarity, from priorities, and focused action. The first two are how you think, right? Clarity and priorities. And the last is what you do, the focused action. To make a strong mental shift, be clear about your situation and what it is that you truly want. Write down and prioritize those necessary steps that you have to take to achieve your goals. And now you're focused on what you want. You know what you need to do, and you know what comes first. So what are you waiting for? Now it's the action shift, right? We've talked about the mindset shift you need to go through, and now it's the action shift. Once you've gotten real, you've got to get it right and right into action and into the right action. For all the necessity of knowing what to do, taking the right action now is just as necessary. Once you know that it's not about more knowing, it's about doing, it's a huge difference maker, right? It's the difference between a career worth having and a career worth heaving, right? It's the amount of focused action that you take every single day. It's about knowing what to do, but then it's about actually doing it, right? Keller Williams, past CEO Mark Willis, often shared that his inspirational and energetic mother by the name of Rachel Willis always taught him to, quote, do right, fear not. When you do the right things, you have to leave fear behind. It just happens. When you know what to do, it's time to move from inspiration to perspiration, right? So the straightforward question that jumps right at you in a shift is a simple one. What do I do right now? Actually, this is a two-part question. The first asks what must be done right, and then what must be done now. And the answer to that two-part question becomes your focus, and just that's it, right? Understand what worked yesterday probably won't work today, and what matters now probably didn't then. And when the market shifts, new strategies are required, and absolutely new actions are critical. So in a shifted market, there's little room for mistakes, and that is the real challenge that you're going to face. The margin for error is just very thin. Where there was once latitude, there just isn't anymore, and you must be ultra-focused on the right tasks, and you must execute them well. Efficiency and effectiveness are essential contributors to your bottom line in a shift. One way to look at the necessary action is by roles, yours and others. The challenge you might have is that you thought there were some roles you had delegated to others, only to discover that you hadn't done so very successfully. The net result is that you must personally start doing certain tasks again, right? The critical actions that you identify must be carried out by you or personally overseen by you on a very consistent and daily basis. Our research does show that two actions real estate agents must take personal ownership of are number one, lead generation, and number two, lead conversion. Nothing at all becomes more critical to success than finding motivated buyers and sellers and closing them to an appointment, right? So your active involvement in this lead conversion process gives you two invaluable gifts. First, you get an immediate and ongoing sense of the issues of the market, which is critical for you, the buyer and seller objections that are going to need to be overcome. You will get an honest understanding of the conversion rates that are truly possible. No one on your team will be as talented or as invested in closing leads to appointments, and your direct participation allows you to set the standard and then coach your team on how they too can meet that standard. It's what we would call management by wandering around, but it's not really wandering. So periodically and regularly, you need to insert yourself into critical areas of the business to make sure that things are working. And Sam Walton, who we all know, made a habit of visiting all of his stores and working cash registers for hours, and his interaction with customers gave him vital insight into what was working and what was not working, and to put lead generation and lead conversion in less effective hands than yours could really spell the difference between success and failure when the market changes. And failure just should never be an option for you. As business analysts have often pointed out, the seeds of failure are usually sown during times of success. The most humbling lesson of a shift is this: we succeed in good times not only because of what we do right, but also in spite of what we do wrong many times. And so the remaining 11 tactics that we're going to talk about involve making some of the most important choices you'll ever make and mastering some of the most important skills you'll ever master. And what you did right in the past will be reevaluated, and what you did wrong will be corrected. And each one, you will most likely have to ask, who should be doing this, me or someone else? And the way to resolve this is by asking one more question: who will do this best? Don't fight the answer. You just need to go with it. As you go through the list of necessary actions, do not be surprised if they're not special, unique, or new. Actually, these are going to be the foundational components of any successful real estate business. And our research with the best agents in the industry, right, for the book that we talked about in the past, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, and the ongoing dialogues that Gary and his team has had with them, absolutely shows that the top agents become top agents by mastering the fundamentals, and that is what you're going to need to do too. Maybe the reason the basics are so often abandoned is the fact that they aren't special, unique, or new. But when businesses get tight, they reveal themselves as the timeless factors that determine the difference between success or failure. And so you've probably let a lot of those fundamentals go because it just seems too basic and simple, and that could be the difference between your success or failure in a shifting market. So we're going to get back to the fundamentals and back to the basics with you, and that is what we know through all of Gary Keller and his team's research truly differentiates the successful top agents in the country versus those that are not. School is never out for the motivated, you guys. The basics are never, ever outdated. And that's what you're going to find as we move through these next tactics. Next week, tactic number two is going to be remargin your business expense management. It's going to be key. You are going to want to look at your expenses differently after we talk about this. You are going to want to make sure that you are securing your business in a way that you can shift in any market. And that's going to be a real, real critical piece of it. As we go through this coaching session, I want to kind of share some testimonials of agents who have taken this book to heart, this series to heart, and have implemented it in their business. I'm sure many of you have heard of Mr. Ben Kinney out of Bellingham, Washington. He has been an inspirational individual in the real estate industry to watch. Doesn't matter what company you're with. His success has been unbelievable. And when this book was published, He actually, of course, was one of the first to read it, and this is what he said about this particular book. This market is chaos. Chaos is opportunity. It is much easier to slip by the competition when they have their heads down pouting. And he did get into the market when the market was not easy, and his success and his business has grown ever since. And again, it doesn't matter if you're in a shifting market. It can be an opportunity for you to have some of the most success you've ever had and to really, really button down the hatches and become so efficient and effective in your business that when you get to the successful times where the market is just, you know, in a completely different place, and you will succeed beyond measure because you were able to thrive, not only just survive, but thrive in a down market. And so these shifting markets can be your best friend if you know how to work through them. And you know how to make sure you can thrive in all of the markets. It's going to be beneficial for you in any market. And so I'm excited. I'm truly excited. I'm sure you can tell, to take you through this coaching series. Again, this coaching series is based on the amazing book that has won many, many awards, sold over more than 1 million copies, appeared on the USA Today Money, Wall Street Journal Business, New York Times Business, New York Times Advice bestseller list. It is Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times, written by Gary Keller and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan. And today, and like I said, we are going to talk about when market shifts, how do you shift too? Because you can. Sometimes you'll shift in response to a falling market. Sometimes you'll shift to take your business to the next level. Sometimes you'll shift because of seasonality. It doesn't matter. You can change your thinking, your focus, your actions, and ultimately your results to get into the game and ahead of the competition in any market. And the tactics that jumpstart your business in tough times will power it forward in good ones, like I just said. No matter the market, it will shift. You can too. And so this is the series when we talk about, you know, exploring these 12 proven strategies for achieving success in any market that are going to help you. And so we are going to talk about all of these things. And as we move through this book right now, we're talking about the different tactics. And as I mentioned, we are moving into tactic number 2 next Friday, right back here on Blog Talk Radio, Coaching with Carrie, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be talking about remargin your business, expense management. I look forward to having you back with me. If you would like a copy of your book, please email me at carriehkw.com. Find me on Twitter at carriehkw, or find me Coaching with Carrie on Facebook, whichever is easier for you. But I want to get you a copy of the book. I'm excited for you to start implementing these things and taking your business to the next level and getting you to feel confident that you can survive and thrive in any market. It doesn't matter. That's what this series is going to do for you. And if you're not in the real estate business, I promise you, these tactics, if you're in any business that is sales related, that you are servicing clients, that you need to find leads, this book can be translated into your industry as well. And I would love for you to also get a copy of the book. And of course, continue to follow me right here on Coaching with Carrie on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. I look forward to seeing you here next time. And if you need anything from me, please reach out. I'm happy to chat with you about anything that we're coaching on one-on-one as well. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you soon.